A reading from the Book of Revelation, chapter 12. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but they were defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven proclaiming, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah, for the accuser of our comrades has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. But they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they did not cling to life even in the face of death. Rejoice then, you heavens, and those who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you with great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. The Word of God. Well, today we celebrate the feast of the three archangels whose names we know. Michael, said to convey God's kindness, Gabriel, God's strength, and Raphael, God's healing. People laugh at the idea of angels today, or make them into pretty figures with wings. But, you know, I think that if there were no angels, we human beings would have to invent them. For some reason, humans seem to be fascinated by evil. There's a shivery attraction to figures said to depict evil, witches and wicked stepmothers and vampires and zombies, and monstrous people like Count Dracula and Hitler and Machiavelli. Kids celebrate Halloween as a pretend evil just for fun. Shakespeare's audiences shivered and crossed themselves at the opening of Macbeth with its scene of three hags. Parts of the Inquisition in Europe involved cruel punishments for anyone believed to have links with Satan. Is it some kind of hearkening back to ancient religions that make us assume that the goodness of God must in some way be balanced by personifications of evil? Or are these evil images embodiments of our own human failures and weaknesses, our own predisposition for sin as fallen creatures of God? Is it a kind of daring to name and marvel at demons that personify the corruption that we detect and fear within us? Whatever the answers, we need to have angels as part of our spiritual worldview. We need Michael, the archangel who leads the never-ending fight against forces of evil. There truly are times when we can feel the power of evil forces at work in our world. How else can we make sense of such human events as the Holocaust and the Rwanda genocide? At times it may seem that evil is invincible, and Michael is our reassurance that God will triumph, because, as St. Paul reminds us, Christ will draw all things in heaven and earth to himself. And we need Gabriel, the messenger who conveys crucial information to the human race at important times. There are times when confusion and menace seem ready to overwhelm us, even in today's cybernetic world of instant information overkill. We can be mystified and disoriented by so much that's happening around us, seeking a spiritual focus, we seem enveloped in a material world. Gabriel is the one who announced God's plan for humankind to a slip of a girl, and who can steady us in our grasp for deeper truth with five simple words: "The Lord is with you." And we need Raphael, who brings comfort and courage to all of us who need healing in some way or another, even as medical science expands its power over disease. Illness of mind and body and soul continue to inhibit our yearning for full enjoyment of our sacred humanity. From abortion to euthanasia, human life is placed at risk. Modern diseases like obesity and personality disorders take away our peace of mind. In the Old Testament book of Tobit, Raphael also protects the institution of marriage, a protection much needed in our modern world, where casual relationships bring with them broken families and child abuse and poverty. So let us give thanks today for these wonderful spiritual giants, Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. We are in great need of them.